NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. And just in case you're wondering, this episode was not written by ChatGPT. We're still doing it the old-fashioned way. The notion of food as medicine is certainly nothing new. You've probably heard the saying, "Let food be thy medicine," which is usually credited to the ancient Greek writer and physician Hippocrates. Well, this phrase actually does not seem to appear in his written texts, but he did believe that food and nutrition play key roles in health and medicine. And now, 25 centuries later, the food as medicine movement is gaining steam as an organizing principle of medicine. And while I think this movement is well-intentioned, I would like to push back on the idea that food is medicine. As I am sure you're aware, non-communicable diseases such as cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity account for an enormous share of our society's medical burden. And these diseases are often referred to as lifestyle diseases. And this is a term that I abhor, as if suffering from these diseases is just a matter of failing to make better choices, as if a healthy lifestyle is equally available to everyone. And just as an aside, I've noticed that most proponents of so-called lifestyle medicine tend to lead very comfortable lifestyles in which a fridge full of healthy food, a kitchen to prepare it in, time to shop, cook, meditate, and go to the gym are all guaranteed. But I digress. It is true that poor diet and nutrition are correlated with an increased risk of many of our most prevalent diseases. So the idea that a better diet could prevent or even treat these conditions is understandable, but our current healthcare system is not oriented toward improving diet quality. Nor, for that matter, is it terribly focused on disease prevention. Most insurers will pay for drugs and hospitalizations, but not salad bars, which definitely seems short-sighted. Imagine how much more cost-effective, not to mention humane, it would be to underwrite the costs of a healthy diet rather than the costs of drugs, surgeries, and medical devices. But for better or worse, we here in the United States endure a for-profit medical system. If we want to change the system, we're going to need to show the receipts. Theoretically, if we could demonstrate that writing prescriptions for produce reduces the burden of disease, we might be able to convince the insurers to ante up. Unfortunately, pilot produce prescription programs, and I want you to say that three times fast, pilot produce prescription programs have failed to bear fruit, as it were. Not that you'd know it from the press releases. Early in 2023, a study of 9 different produce prescription programs was billed as the largest evaluation of produce prescriptions and health outcomes to date, increasing statistical power to detect impacts on dietary intake, health outcomes, and other clinically relevant endpoints. End quote. Unfortunately, the impacts that they actually detected were of questionable validity. For one thing, there was no control group, so it is impossible to attribute the improvements to the produce prescriptions as opposed to other factors. Also, the improvements that were observed were only significant in certain subgroups of the population who had the worst values at baseline when they first measured them. Now, whenever you are measuring things in a large population, the outliers, the most extreme measurements, will always tend to move toward the average over time. And this effect is known as regression to the mean, and it could completely account for the modest improvements that were detected in this analysis. Now, just last month, a much better study was published. This was a randomized controlled trial, which is the gold standard, and the study enrolled almost 500 people suffering from type 2 diabetes and randomized them into two groups. The control group were put on a waiting list. And meanwhile, the intervention group weren't just given written prescriptions for fruits and vegetables. These participants were provided with 10 healthy meals a week in quantities enough for their entire family or household, and that went on for an entire year. So if any study should have been able to document the impact of improved diet on diabetes management, it should have been this one. And the people in the intervention group did show improved glycemic control at the end of the study, but so did the people in the control group who had spent that entire year on a waiting list. Much to the surprise of the researchers, there was no statistical difference between the groups that did and did not get these healthy meals.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Now, that's not to say that the people receiving the healthy food didn't benefit, or that increasing access to and demand for healthy food is a bad idea. But if we are billing food as medicine and hoping to get insurers to pay for it, we need to be able to demonstrate medical benefits. I've written before about our tendency to overinflate the impact of diet and nutrition on health and disease. Prudent diet and lifestyle choices can reduce our risk of disease, but not to zero. You can do everything right and still end up with type 2 diabetes or cancer or heart disease because there are so many other factors in play, including several that we don't really have any control over, such as our age, our sex, environment, genetics, and just plain luck of the biological draw. To me, writing prescriptions for produce is a gimmick that risks confusing healthcare policy with food policy. In a nation as affluent as ours, we should absolutely be pursuing food policies that make healthy food more widely accessible. However, simply irrigating the so-called food deserts with produce stands is not sufficient. We also need to educate people about both the benefits and the pleasures, as well as the practicalities of nutritious diets. And all of this needs to be done in an atmosphere of respect and inclusivity. The Mediterranean diet is not the only game in town. You can just as easily create a healthy diet with traditional foods from Africa, Asia, South America, Scandinavia, Eastern Europe, or indigenous cultures. If we could increase access to and appreciation for healthy food choices across all strata of our society, it might well reduce medical spending. But even if it didn't, I still think it would be worth doing. Because food is not medicine. Food is food. And its purpose is not to reduce medical spending. Its purpose is to provide nourishment and enjoyment and to foster healthy bodies and communities. Look, even if I could wave my magic wand and everyone was magically eating 5 servings of vegetables every day, even then people would continue to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and heart disease and cancer. People would still need medical care. And our ability to diagnose, treat, and cure diseases is truly miraculous. So let's not diminish the need for or the power of actual medicine by conflating it with food and nutrition, but also let's not judge food solely according to its impact on disease risk. Food is food. Medicine is medicine. We need both. If you have thoughts about food as medicine or a question that you'd like me to address in a future episode, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a voicemail at 443-961-6206. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast. It's called The Change Academy, where we talk about the art and science of creating positive behavior change, both in our own lives and in our workplaces and communities. You'll find it on all the major podcast platforms. Just search for Change Academy. Nutrition Diva is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, and I am supported in this work by Brandon Getches, Nathan Sems, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchings, Morgan Christensen, and Cameron Lacey. That's it for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.